Fans, we have a special segment coming up brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek and Nation's Giant Hamburgers. This past winter, Bill King, legendary Bay Area broadcaster, received the highest honor given to a baseball broadcaster when he received the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Bill King began his career behind the mic during World War II with the Armed Forces Radio Network, recreating games for the troops. Bill brought games to life with his lively phrases and use of language, perhaps best remembered for the exclamation, "Holy Toledo!" when a particularly wild event happened. Bill began his Bay Area career in 1958, joining Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons on the original Giants broadcast. Over a six-decade career, Bill described the action of the championship seasons of the Warriors, Raiders, and Athletics. Bill King meant the world to me. When I started my show in 1998, he was always there to give me encouragement, but most of all, respect for the work I was doing, interviewing those connected to the game while chronicling the oral history of baseball on a daily basis. Bill's door was always open to me. He was a dear friend, and I miss him every time I walk into the ballpark. His passing in 2005 was one of my saddest days, but what a life he lived. Bill's love of opera and ballet. Bill was an accomplished and wonderful artist, an expert in Russian history, a voracious reader, and an accomplished sailor. Those were just some of his loves away from the park. I'm thrilled to play for you some of my conversations with Bill over the years. Just hearing his voice makes my day. He never wasted a word, and his use of language is unsurpassed. Now here's Bill King talking some baseball with me. Holy Toledo!
Gabby Street brought something to the game that I don't think radio had heard before. Gabby Street was an ex-player and an ex-manager, managed the great Cardinal teams in the early 30s when Pepper Martin and Medwick and that group were in their heyday. Right after World War II, Harry Carey, still a young man, was working not in radio, but he decided he wanted to be a baseball broadcaster. He heard some of the major league announcers and said, in effect, "I can do better than that." His wife said, "Well, if you think so, why don't you try it?" And they had a young kid, Skip Carey, and they went to Joliet, Illinois, and he spent a couple of years in Joliet, came back and got the job broadcasting the Cardinal games. And they hooked him up with Gabby Street, who had been a player, catcher, and a manager of a championship Cardinal team in the early 30s. And Gabby was very voluble and really went into great detail discussing baseball. And it was a combination that really had not been heard much in radio baseball in those days. The only one I know of was when Charlie Grimm was working with Pat Flanagan in Chicago after Grimm had managed the Cubs. Otherwise, it was announcers, not ex-players or ex-managers making commentary and the other guy doing the play-by-play. Well, Gabby caught on. It was a great combination. He played off Harry. Harry played off him. And they became legendary in the Midwest because the beer company that sponsored their broadcast managed to get their games on the air in something like 150 markets, big and small throughout the Midwest. You could hear them down into Arkansas, down to Tennessee, anywhere in the Midwest. You could pick up Harry Carey and Gabby and the Cardinals. That, I think, was kind of a groundbreaking time. And they did, the first maybe 2 years, all of the road games recreated. But Gabby had to also recreate from the standpoint of an analyst. And that was really interesting.
Did you like Mel Allen?
Yeah, Mel Allen was a really nice man. And he was very gracious, always approachable. By the time that I started doing the A's in 1981, he was no longer working on an everyday basis. He was doing cable stuff for the Yankees. In fact, he's the voice still on Dave Rigetti's no-hitter on the 4th of July, 1983. And yeah, I really liked Mel very much.